then Gimel Amud Beis at the top. The Afu Pasach V'Darash. So we're continuing in other drashas now. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, we saw yesterday. So he said the following on the pasuk Divrei Chachamim Kedarvonos Masmeros Netuim Bali Asufos Nitnu Meroa Echad. So we're going to darshan this pasuk now. So Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah LeDarvon. So the Divrei Chachamim, which is obviously Torah, is compared to a darvon. Darvon is a nail, really, at the end of a stick that they use to prod the animal when it's plowing in the field, make sure it stays straight. So they would have the stick with the nail at the end. The darvon's a nail at the end of the stick. So why, as it says, divrei chachamim is like darvono. So why are divrei Torah like the darvon? Answers. The Gemara, Lomar Lacha, Ma Darvan Ze Mechavein Es Hapara Lislameha. Just like this stick, it keeps the animal in the furrows, keeps it straight. So Lo Tzichayim Lo Olam, to bring food, bread, or whatever out into the world. You know, it's plowing, so you can plant and bring food into the world. So Afti Vrei Torah Mechavnim Es Lomdehen Midarche Misa LaDarche Chayim. So too, Divrei Torah is mechavein the people that are learning it, that they should go from a darkei misa, the way of death, to the way of life. Ima darvan ze metaltel. So af divrei Torah metaltelin. So some learn the idea is that it wasn't me metaltel. It's not something that's not kavua, it's not miskayim. This darvan. So I might think maybe the Torah is the same way, that it changes, not kavua. Talmud lomar masmeros. And just like a nail, it's something kavua, strong, doesn't change, so too the retor doesn't change. Ah, imam masmer ze chaser velo yaser. That this nail, if you put it in the wall, it makes a hole in the wall. It doesn't add anything to the wall. This makes takes things away, it doesn't add. So I might think of divrei Torah chaserin velo yaserin. So some learn it means referring to parnasa. It takes away, one might think, the person's parnasa, because he's busy learning Torah, so he can't work, and therefore he can't mosif anything, can't add to anything to his parnasa, because he's not working. Talmud lomar, no nituim, as it says in the pasuk, that the Torah is considered like nitiyot, like saplings, things you plant. Ma nitiyazu parvarava, just like the saplings grows, and there's fruit come from it, etc. So after you read Torah, parin v'rabim, so too the people that learn Torah, their nechasim are misrabe by themselves. The pasuk continues, bali asufos, the people that gather together. Elu talmid chachamim shioshim asufas asufos. This refers to talmid chachamim that sit in groups, ve'oskim b'Torah, and they're also in Torah together. Halalu mitamim v'halalu mitarim. Some are mitame, others mitayer. When it comes to dinim of tumah mitar, halalu osrim, halalu mitirim. When it comes to hilchos halachos of yisur v'heter, halalu poslim, halalu machshirim. When it comes to halachos that are totally b'psul and hechsher. Shema yomar adam. So a person might think, heyachani, excuse me, heyachani lamed Torah miyata. Am I supposed to learn Torah? This one says this one says that. All these different svaras flying around. So how am I supposed to learn? Talmud Lomar, the puzzle continues, Kulam Nitnu Meroa Echa. They all come from one shepherd. Meaning that all, even though there's different svaras and things, but El Echad Nisnanam, one God gave them, Parnas Echad Amran, and one Parnas, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave it over. And Mipi Adon Kol Maisim Baruch Hu. Gave it over from the mouth of Adon Kol Maisim Baruch Hu Hashem. As it says, the Dabir Lukim is Kolad Rimeila. So all the Maisa comes from Chodesh Baruch Hu. So Afata, so to you who want to learn, you're wondering how am I supposed to learn? Asay Aznecha Afarkesis, make your ear like a funnel. Ukenela Chalev Mevin Lishmo Sivrei Metamim Sivrei Metarim, and Kenela choir literally your heart, Kanelech Halev, that it should understand and listen to all these different opinions, the Divrei Metamim, the Divrei Metarim, the Divrei Oshim, the Divrei Matirim, the Divrei Poslim, the Divrei Machshirim, and when you listen to everything, they all come from one source, you'll be able to work things out. So when Rabbi Yeshua heard these things, Balashna Zeh Amar Lehem, he said to him in this Lashon, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, so he said to him in the following Lashon, Ein Dor Yasom, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Shari B'tzokho. So this is not a door which is empty of Torah, because it's a door that has Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah with it. Okay, Rashi, Vafu, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Latamea, the Shurot Hamaneh, the furrows, Poslim Machshirim Shaykh Lamar, this Lashon of Poslim Machshir, Shachmai Linyan Psul Edus and Psul Kahuna, for example. Kulam Elecha Damran, Elecha Mibnei Hamachlokis, Mibi Raya Mitoris Eloacher, El Mitoris Elokeinu. That the ones that are bringing these the different opinions, but they all come from one God, not from a different God. Parna Secha Damran, Elecha Mibi Raya Midime Navi. Nobody's bringing a riot from a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to argue. It's all that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Aseyat Nechakarfarkesis. Me'achar shekulam liba l'shamayim. Since all of them, their heart is to Hashem. So therefore, Aseyat Nechashamas. Therefore, listen to these words. V'lamod and learn. V'dadi v'rekulan. And know them all. V'kishateida l'avchim. Eza yechasher. And once you understand this, which one is the right one? Kava halacha kamoso. So kovei halacha like that. Afar chesed is this tirmuye, whatever shalai rechaim. It's the part of the rechaim, the mill that you pour in the tvuah to begin with, and it goes like a funnel. Funnels it through. Okay. Ma masmir zeh. It's a little out of order here. Kishen noatzim otovakoto. When you bang a nail into the wall, hu mechastro, takes away from the wall, makes a hole in the wall. So yachol an zeh. Came Talmud Lomar with the Torah. I might think the same thing. Talmud Lomar, the Tuim Kinetiya Shadarkan Lifot, where I bought that it makes a lot. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now we are going back to what we did yesterday, and the Gemara asked the Lamer Lebehed. If you remember yesterday, that the Maitza, when they the Rabbi Shua asked these two Chachamim, what did you learn in the Beis Medrash today? And they didn't want to answer, right? They said, no, we can, we drink from your waters or whatever, we're not, we don't want to, they didn't want to answer. So then he prodded the monk, tell me this, okay, finally, they said, so the Gemara now is going back on that case and asked, they just tell him, man, they asked him, what did you learn in the Beis Medrash? They should have said right away. Why did they not want to give the answer immediately? Rashi v'leimer lebehedjia miyad lamuskaku lomar talmidecha knew we your talmidim etc. Why didn't they tell him right away? So the Gemara answers mishu maisa shahaya, because of the following maisa, an act which they knew, and because of that they were scared to give the answer right away. Why? What's the maisa? The sanya maisa Rabbi Yossi ben Dramaskis. Shahalach l'akpil p'nei Rabbi Elazar, some say Rabbi Eliezer, v'lod. So Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to them, Machidush haya b'beis HaMedrash hayom. So he said the same type of lashon like we saw before, right, with Rabbi Yeshua. So he asked them, what did you learn in the Beis Medrash? So they did answer. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi did answer, and he said, Nimnu v'gamru, Amonu Moav, Maestrin, Maester, Ani b'shviz. That in the areas of Ammonoah, which are not in part of really Eretz Yisrael, they're not knowing Akedusha Shviz. So in those areas, they Meiser Ani. We're going to explain shortly what's that all about. They came out straight and he said, this is one that we learned today. This is what the Chachamim, they voted, came to the conclusion that in Amun Umov, in those areas, you have to Meister Ani in the 7th year of Shmiti. So now, Rabbi Eliezer got angry. So different opinions why he got angry. Rashi, okay, let's look at Rashi. Nimnu v'gamru v'kinu she Yisrael hadarin be'ever yarden. Those people living in Amun Moav and be'ever yarden b'masha kavshu v'sichan v'og eretz Amun v'moav that ma'isrim nachshav ma'isr ani v'shviz she'hein ayu zarim v'shviz, that is the plant there on shviz k'namina l'kaman, as we're going to see shelo kichu ole gola k'kdusha saharet. So they did not makanish that like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so they were able to plant on Shemitah. Okay, so Rashi doesn't say here. So the okay, so some learned that he was angry. He was angry at Rabbi Eliezer was angry at Rabbi Yossi because he brought this down. Ki ilu these chachamim now in the Beis Medrash was mechadish this halacha, but he says this is a halacha that is way old. It's old. It was in time of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. I'm going to say that shortly. So he was angry at him that he just like said a kilu there mechadish it. So Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Yossi, pshot ziyadecha v'kabel. So he says, stretch forth your arms and kabel einecha, means and become blind. So he did so. Pashat, Rabbi Yossi put his arms forth, v'kibel, and he became blind. So now, ready, we can see why, in the case, the other case, the Chachamim, when they were asked one of the Beis Midrash, they said, well, we're not going to speak up so quickly, because, you know, we see what happens when they speak up right away, you know, he became blind. So they were more careful. So despite the Maisa continues, Bacha Rabbi Eliezer Be'amar, so after this he cried, and he said, So Hashem Lireyav Ubriso Lodiyam, that he was saying that Lamaisa, though, even though these Chachamim thought they came up with this, you know, big Kiddush in Halacha, but we said it's really an old Kiddush. So still, he commented that it is interesting that they chopped and they were able to mechaven to the real to this old Kiddush. They thought they were mechadish, but they happened to hit on the emes. So that's Sod Hashem Lireyav. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yossi, Lechem Orlehem, you know, go tell the Chachamim in the Beis Medrash, Al Tachushu Leminyanchem. You know, don't worry about, you know, that the decision you came to, that because Lamaisa though Kafim Mekublani Mirabi Yochem Ben Zakei Shashama Mirabo 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 Hilchas Olamosha Misinai Amunu Moav Masri Meiser Ani Vishvis. You know, as you hopped on. I have a Kabbalah from way back when he said back to Anshei Nigas Zagdola, and says that it's, here it says Hilchas Olamosha Misinai. Some say it didn't mean it's Mamish Halacha Olamosha Misinai, but it's clear like Halacha Olamosha Misinai that you Meiser Ani on Shvis. So they were coming to the emes, but it wasn't them that were mechadish. So matam, now the Gemara relates. What's the reason why they're mitzaken Meister Ani on Shemitah year there? Because harbei krachim kavshu olei Mitzrayim. Many cities that the olei Mitzrayim, then when they came, the Yidden came in after leaving Egypt, came to Eretz Yisrael. And there are Mekadesh many cities in Eretz Yisrael. But lo kavshum ole Bavel, but not ole Bavel. They came, they went into Galus and came back from Bavel. They didn't Mekadesh everything. Mitnei shekdusha rishona kitcha l'shaita, velo kitcha l'asilovo. Because the first kedusha was batel after they left and went into Galus. The second kedusha, though, when they came back after from Babel, that was Kitcha Lasilavo also. So, however, they were able to themselves pick what they were going to Mekadesh. It was going to last forever, but they had to pick. Below Kitcha Vehinichum, therefore, they left these certain areas of the Oli Babel, Kedei Sheismuchu Shmochu Alehim Anim, Beshviz. In order that the Anim will have, because they don't plant on Shemitah, so there's no produce. So then the Anim are not going to have too much to eat. So therefore, in order to help out the Anim, they Dafka didn't Mekadesh these certain areas so that they were able to plant on Shemitah. But when now they're planting on Shemitah, they meet the Rabbanan, they instituted to still to leave the Matnas Anim, even though it's not really Eretz Yisrael, right? They didn't Mekadesh it. But they midrabana and they said you have to leave the leket shichapea whatever and on Shemitah that year that they're not planting they're supposed to leave Meiser Ani, and that was the halacha that was left. So Tana Lachar Shnitiyash V'Daito, after Rabbi Eliezer, you know, calmed down a little bit, he said, Yiratzon Shachzru Eine Yossi L'Mkomam. So he gave him a bracha that his eyesight should come back, the Chazru, and his eyesight got back. Okay. See the Rashis now. So he said, stretch out your hands and kibel enecha and become blind. Hukshu beinav shnatan tara leoto dorish. So what was bothering Rabbi Eliezer? He said that they, you know, gave cover to this dorish, and you know, v'hami yemosan shekinetz the gedola. I start talking to. What are you saying? Oh, the chachamim in our, you know, today in the Beit Medrash, mechadesh es halacha. Yeah, this is an old thing. So that's what got him angry. I think the Marsha says that that's not what got him. What got him angry was that he didn't say, because he says, what does that have to do with the ma'aseh before? He says that it bothered him that they didn't say, they were supposed to say, oh, we're not going to tell you what we learned. You are a Rebbe. You know what? We saw in the Maisa yesterday that they were supposed to say that and not tell them what they learned, because that's like more halacha lisnei rabo. And they didn't. So since they said what it's like, they were more halacha lisnei rabo, which is chayav misa, and therefore he made him blind, because a blind person is like someone who's dead, and that was that's why he was made blind. Yeah, but still, like we saw yesterday, even though I asked him, but again, you're not supposed to say that it's
so, if he asked him the second time, so why does it make it any difference?
He didn't ask him the second time. Here, they just, in our case here, it's not much. Yeah, but the previous case was not really halacha, really, so it was just like, I've got it now, whatever. So it could be that's why he asked him here also, maybe ask him just, didn't want to hear what's not halacha. So that's called being paskul lifnei rabo. That's a marshalman. Okay, Rashi says al tachushu l'minyanchem. So don't worry about what you decided though. Al yehi lachem shum chashash v'gimgu b'mashem minitam tikantem. Don't worry about what you said though. Shari hiskamtem l'alacha. You actually miscommented to the halacha. So kach mekublani kedusha rishona shekicha Yeshua v'shaita lo kicha lasi lavo. The first kedusha when Yeshua made was not forever. Aval the kedusha shniyas niskacha lo olam. That is forever. Ketanya, as we learn in Gemara in Yavamos, that kedusha rishona u'shniya yesh lehem v'shlishis ein lehem. In other words, that's how we were able to, because the first kedusha when they went in, and once that, since then when they came the second time, they have to be kovish a second time. That tells us that the first kedusha was batal. In fact, they have to re-mekadesh it. But there was no shlishis, you know, after that. There was yet. So therefore, that tells us that it's not batal, because it was not, they didn't need to kovish again to create a new kedusha. So therefore, that's what we see, that the second one is forever. The fikach b'shar it's Israel ain't zriya b'shvit. If everywhere else in Israel there's no, it's a shmita. You can't plant. Aval amunu molad he nicham milakad shalidafka. Held back and didn't mekadesh them. Kadeshi smoku aleim anim b'shvis, so that the anim could plant on shmita. The lekat shichel peya ma'aserani and have all these gifts to the poor. Lachain tiknu lehem sheir ma'aseri ma'aser she'ani u'beshut chachamim ayalat yolem eze ma'aser. They can pick whatever they want. Sheir too. Lefi she'enam chayvin mina Torah. Tell me to rabbi it anyway, so they can say give ma'aserani ma'aser she'ani whatever they want. Yeah. What, these areas? I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Eze Shota. So we said in our Mishnah that a Shota is also Pater from Riyah. But how does one define a Shota? So the Marisa answers, Hayos Yechidi Balayla, Valan Mebesa Kfaras, from Mekareya Es Ksuso. Somebody who walks alone at night. Obviously, we're not talking about in the streets with everybody. We're talking about in uninhabited places. You know, you walk alone at night somewhere. V'halan v'beis ha'kfaras, and somebody also at night who sleeps in the beis ha'kfaras. From a kareis ksusa, somebody who rips his clothing. So itmar, Rav Huna Amar, he said, "Achiu kulan b'vasachas." he says that these are not this or this or this. That's the Bidi that has all three. You know, it's a guy that has all three things, then he's considered a shote. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a few Lubachas Miham Yochanan Amar. He says, no, even if he does any one of these things, he's a shote. Okay, Gemara clears. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about here? If he does any one of these things in a insane way, so afilu b'chadanami, then the vada, just even if he does one of them, he should be considered a shote. If he's a lo avi lehu derech shtus, if he didn't do it in a derech shtus, afilu kulu nami lo, then it shouldn't be even if he do all of them. So Gemara answers, lo olam, really, we're talking about the kavi lehu derech shtus. He did do it in a derech shtus. But even so, Rav Huna said it has to be all of them. Why? Because Valan Vivesakfaras, if all he did was just that one, then even though he did it there, but if he was slept in the Vivesakfaras, it could be Aimur Kadesha Tishra Lav Ruach Tuma. You know, the guy wasn't crazy. He did it because he wanted to get the assure on him the Ruach HaTumah to do witchcraft and magic or whatever, things like that. So it doesn't show that he was crazy. So that's why the Kedisha teach me love Ruach HaTumah Hudakabi. And Ayotze Yechidi Belaila, also the guy that goes by himself out at night, it could be that also he's not crazy, but rather Amur Gandrifas Achade. So I looked up Gandrifas, that's a sickness called lycanthropy. I'm sure you're all familiar with. It's a machloikis here also. It's either that's like melancholy, person that goes into depression, or somebody that gets his body heats up. So you have to get out and just to get some fresh air So therefore, he's not crazy, he's sick, and he needs to just to get some fresh air. And finally, vamakareyas ksuso, emor bal machshavasu. Maybe if he risked his clothing, he was just in very deep thought, and he didn't pay attention that he was ripping his clothing. But again, but he's not crazy. So, Kevin David Hukulu, however, if he does all of them already, that's a different story. Havalahu, Kimi, Shinagach Shor Chamor V'Gamal. Me here is not a person, but a Shor Tam. It's like a Shor Tam that goes a Shor Chamor and Gamal, V'Nasem Muad Lakol. Okay, meaning that, so again, we're talking about that he did a derech shtus. If he does any one of these three, so it could be like we said, that's he had a reason, he wanted to be a Ruach HaTumah or whatever, he wasn't feeling well, etc. So you can tola any thing. If he does all three, then you're not tola anymore. So to compare it to an animal that scores a shor chamor and gamal, the idea is that if an animal gores, it's just one meat. This is one, he only gores the Techamor. So you could say that, okay, there's some certain reason why he happened to this gore and this animal. He's not a muad for everything. Yeah, something about that one animal. However, if he gores a shor and a chamor and a gamal, we don't say, he had something about a shor. He had something about a chamor. He had something. No, he said that's already, he's goring all these three. It must mean that he's a goring animal, therefore he's a muad lokal. So to hear, if he does one of these things, okay, he happened to, happened to be not feeling well, this, that, or whatever. But if he does that, and he's also not feeling well, and he's also wasn't paying attention, he was ripping his clothing, and he was wanted to get Ruach HaTumah, it's too far-fetched that each thing would just happen to be, and therefore, if there's all three already, he's considered a shota. So Amar Papa Yishmiel Leila Rav Huna, if Rav Huna would have heard Hadatanya, the following brisa, Eza Shote, Zeha Ma'abed Masha Noslim Lo, Have Hadarbe. If Rav Huna would have heard this brisa, it says that the Shote, somebody you give him, whatever you give him, he loses. So then he would have changed his mind. He wouldn't have said you need all three. Now the Gemara clears, what does that mean? Ibailahu. What does Rav Papa mean by that? Ki Have Hadarbe Mimikarik Suso? The have a hader bay, why the damya? Oh, deal, damya laha, or dilma, or maybe, no, mikulu have a hader bay, and take. Meaning that what does it mean, if he would have heard this, he would have changed his mind. Does it mean he would have only changed his mind by one of the things in the list of three? In other words, somebody you give him, the bride said, you give him, whatever you give me, loses. So maybe he would have changed his mind, and he would have said, you know what, somebody who rips his clothing, so that, I change that is enough. because that's dome to we give him and he loses. And so too, you can rip your clothes, like he loses, he destroys what he has. So maybe on that one Mikari Tsuso, that maybe he would be the lower, but he wouldn't be hotter than the other two not. The other two you can't be by themselves. Only that one. Or maybe not, or maybe Mikulada. And I'm with you, maybe we see from here that just one Siman is enough, and therefore any one of the three Siman that we said before is enough. And maybe that's what we're saying, that Rav Huna would have been a chozer for that. Didn't say that. The Gemara says take. Okay, let's finish up the Rashis. Ezehu Shote, Hamur B'chol Makom, that we see everywhere, brought down. Shepater Mina Mitzvah. Mina onesh, and from punishment as well. Vein kinyan o kinyan, when you make the kinyan it's not a kinyan. Vein mimkar memkar, and mimkar o memkar, it's a sale, it's not a sale. Alam the basic forest, we're talking about at night, Belaila. Lolam the kavi, lehu derech shtus, talking about a person in the desert derech shtus. Vafilu haki, lo maksakina lei bechada. Still, just with one of them, we don't say he's a shot if he does any one of these. Why? The yosei yechida Belaila, im were gundifras, achte. He had this, again, this sickness. Anisha Mati says Rashi, it's holy ha'ochez mitoch shu daigai. Like we said, that he's depressed. Veli nire, but I hold shenitzchamim gufo, that his body gets heated up, and therefore v'yotzei l'makom avir, he's going out to get some fresh air. She teaches her to love ruach tuma, he sleeps in the basic forest to get tuma. Ruach shadim, she seiru liyos mechashef, that he can be a mechashef. Kamoshe nagat shor chamor v'gamal, that in Baba Kama the nase muad. A flakol for everything. If he goes these three meaning, the lo amrina, we don't say ache muad bishlosha the kol minu meaning. He doesn't have to go three times each thing. The hoyel v'huad shlosh negichos bishlosha minim ein ze makpid al min acher afkan lo ba'u shlosh advarim liado b'vasachas elakul mishum shtus. So to be animal, like we said, he's not he has a thing dafka for these three animals. Once he does three different animals, we say he's a muad for everything. So too here, if he does these three things, then these three things, we don't say it happens to be these things, we say he's a sachakol, he's a shote. Ishmiele hadetanya the mashma b'davar echad makzikin oto b'shote. If he would have heard this brisa, that from one thing you become a shote, hadarei uven mechote. Okay.